This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 760, entitled, What Do Masculists Want? It's part three. Continuing straight on. Bullet. The reform of the divorce courts. Masculists have a hatred of the fluffy feminists who took over the divorce courts in the 1970s, bringing with them their unconscious, unquestioned expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines.
Put on this earth to pay for women to have babies.
If a divorcing mother is a fluffy, then typically she will get custody of the kids with a 90% probability. She will get his house so that she can raise her kids in it. She will get half of his wealth and stuff. He'll be forced to make child payments to his kids, whom he's barely allowed to see maybe two weekends a month. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up, so that she remains a parasite of his money after the divorce the way she was before the divorce. Masculines and MGTOWs, brackets, men going their own way, who choose not to marry, not to have kids, and spend their money on themselves. That is roughly 70% of young men in the US now, close brackets. Talk about the concept of divorce rape, which is what happens to about a quarter of all fathers, which masculists see as a casualty rate far worse than in a major war. One of the prime motivators for the masculists pushing for the fipping of women is to remove fluffies from the divorce courts, so that when a divorce occurs, it assumes the financial independence of both divorcing parties. That is, that the divorcing mother is a fip, so does not divorce rape her ex-husband. The fact that one father in four gets butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system makes masculists truly hate monoconscious feminist divorce court lawyers and judges. Bullet. The men faring of the gender laws. The systematic men faring of the gender laws is the primary task of the masculist politicians in the GECs. They will snuff out any law and social institution that discriminates against men. That is their role. They will legislate the para, the optab, which are the two big ones. They will prosecute false rape accuser women with jail sentences equally long as male rapists get. They will aim to make gender politics fair to men. They will push for the general bi-consciousing of society through a series of measures, for example, through the media, through the high schools, the universities, publishing, etc. They will aim to wipe out monoconsciousness by pushing masculist ideas onto society. Bullet. The financing of the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline. The two halves of the GECs, that is, the female feminist politicians and the male masculist politicians, will combine forces to make the major push for the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, which is a lifestyle that allows women to be both mothers and fips, so that women are not forced to choose between being mothers or to have careers. This is essential, since the birth rate is now below replacement rate in most countries on the planet, brackets 55% according to GPT 5.5, which means that it is only a question of time before humanity wipes itself out, creating a post-human planet. The MCT goes as follows, in brackets, for a woman who gets a master's degree. In brackets, we start with such women since they will be the first to take up the MCT due to their superior intelligence. Then once they do it, the middle class will follow them. Then the working class will follow the middle class. close brackets. She gets her master's in a career competent field at 23. She then works in her chosen field for 3 years, during which time she finds her husband and marries him. She has her first kid at 27 and her second at 29. She has her kids in her 20s, since a tenth of women have fertility difficulties by the age of 30. She stays at home raising the small children until the second one is off to kindergarten at age 4. She's then 33, when she returns to her career so as not to be a fluffy on her husband, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life. During the 6 years that she's at home, she receives a maternity wage from the government equal to what she was earning during her first 3 years of working. This money comes from the taxpayers and will be enormous. The rationale is that reproduction is the responsibility of the whole population and not just of the parents. This extra tax burden will be considerable, hence the need for the two halves of the GECs to combine forces to push it into law. If women are not given maternity wages, then millions of young women will continue to decide that it's too great a sacrifice to be a mother in terms of a considerable loss of income and will choose to remain childless. When millions of women decide this, as they are doing today, we wipe ourselves out. So the GECs will be forced to bite the bullet and force the taxpayers to pay the maternity wage. Women will like this, and men will be confronted with the logic that if they don't pay up, then humanity goes extinct. Both sexes need to be taught that it is their civic duty to have two kids so that humanity does not wipe itself out. The MCT is an essential ingredient in solving this threat of extinction, because women refuse to have kids for good reasons. Those good reasons need to be eliminated, and that will be very costly, but we have no choice. We bring in the MCT or we die off. Dash, dash, dash. There are many other aspects to masculinism, especially on the psychological side, that I have not mentioned here. There's a ton of this type of material in the manosphere, that is, men on the internet, who talk about men's issues, men's lib. If you want to know more about masculinism or the manosphere, go to YouTube and search for terms such as masculist, masculism, MGTOW, manosphere, etc. Personally, I've been inspired by the rise of feminism, which went through two major phases in its history, that is, the consciousness-raising phase and the later political phase, in which what was learned in the first phase motivated feminists to make changes in society and to the laws, making them a lot more favourable to women. I would very much like to see something similar happen to men. Most of the men in the manosphere are still in the first phase, the male consciousness-raising phase, talking about what the problems are that men face. What is now needed is for men, in their millions, their billions, to move on into male gender politics, that is, maskless politics, by making the gender laws fair to men, which will involve implementing the considerable changes talked about above. Maskless are out to fundamentally transform society, to create a bi-conscious society, a FIP society, so that men are treated equally, which is not the case today, where maskers see that women oppress men far worse and want to see all that changed. Maskers want men, want society, to move on into maskers politics, capital letters, so that millions of men can be liberated from manslavery, from divorce rape, from forced fathering, etc. The second half of masculism, that is the political half, has barely started, so there is a lot to be done. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 760 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on Maskism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That is four words. Ciao.